Now, in a statement released by the Fairfax CEO, Greg Hywood, he said that the company is operating in an ever-changing, highly competitive media environment, which involves a rapid evolution of publishing model. What does this mean for print newspapers or newspapers like the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age?
Well, in essence, it means that the readership that they've relied on for, you know, in the case of the Sydney Morning Herald, 170-odd years, is moving more and more to taking their news online, reading news online and on their mobile phones, so they're not buying newspapers as much. And that's the problem that Fairfax has. As their newspaper readership goes down, the advertising revenue that they've been getting from those newspapers for so long goes down with it.
Now, you've previously been editor at theage.com.au as well as news.com.au. Do you believe that all media companies should be embracing this shift online, or is it just a necessity they have to?
Well, they have to. They absolutely have to. And the challenge is really to become a provider of news and information in whatever format and place and way that your readers and viewers want to receive it. And the challenge that goes along with that is trying to figure out how to continue making income, to build revenue in a digital format and digital environment. Advertising is one way. Subscriptions and paywalls are another way, and we've seen both of those tried and in some ways work for Fairfax and News Limited, but there are other ways that are being tried and tested by other companies as well. Content marketing and native advertising is one. It's a problematic area for journalists, but it is also a source of income. So these things, I think, are still shaking out. We're still at a reasonably early stage in the evolution of digital, and we've got a long way to go.
Now, Fairfax is, you know, this cuts of 120 jobs amounts to about one quarter of the remaining editorial staff in Sydney and Melbourne newsrooms. I mean, Fairfax is a giant of media still. What does the decline of Fairfax mean for a future of Australian journalism?
Well, it'd be a disaster. I mean, it'd be tragic as well, but it'd be a terrible thing for journalism, but also for the society that we live in. Really, we need as many voices as we possibly can, telling us what's going on, analysing issues, questioning business and politicians and all kinds of things that we otherwise as citizens wouldn't know about. And that's a service that is hugely important for democratic society like Australia. And we really hope that continues to exist.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Hugh Martin from La Trobe University about Fairfax job cuts. Do you think that so you're talking about how necessary it is for us to have these positions and people telling us what's going on, analyzing it. These recent job cuts then at Fairfax, they will affect content quality.
Well, they will. I mean, it's hard to see how that couldn't happen, really. I mean, anybody who's been following Fairfax newspapers closely for the last couple of decades really would have seen changes in the quality creep in, even if it's just small things like the use of grammar, for example, or the way the pages and online has the same problem, the way headlines are written, things that are signals that not as many eyes are looking at a story as once was the case. And that's a problem in itself. But the bigger problem, I think, is that what's happened are senior and experienced journalists are the ones that have been removed from the newsroom. And I'm certainly not criticising the quality and the talent of the younger and less experienced journalists, but the fact is that they are still learning their craft, and the newsrooms need the leadership and the years of experience that senior journalists have, and the understanding of the institutions that Fairfax reports on, and the way that journalism needs to work. And once you take that sort of knowledge out of the newsroom, you have to lose a certain amount of quality. Now, we hope that'll come back, but in the short term, it's a dire situation for Fairfax.
So why do you think Fairfax has removed the most experienced journalists?
Well, the simple fact is that they're the ones that get paid the most. So if you take the most expensive staff out of your newsroom, then you save more money. But it's a short term view, really, because the effect on the quality and therefore the brand has to be something that's noticeable, and it is noticeable. So the impact will continue to put pressure on the business as a commercial entity.
Now, Hugh, while non-commercial media outlets such as the ABC provide news for free, who's going to be willing to pay for it?
Who's going to be willing to pay for Fairfax's news?
Or who's going to be willing to, fund like news from the ABC and things like that when paid outlets like Fairfax aren't providing what they need?
Yeah, I think this is this is a core problem. The ABC is a great news provider, but it provides news that doesn't address every single person in the country. So we know that News Limited is still a very powerful news organisation. There are a lot of people that would like to want to pay for news from the Daily Telegraph or the Herald Sun or the Courier Mail, and that is an indication of that in a pluralist society like ours, there are lots of different demands and needs that businesses will look to fill. So I would imagine, and I believe honestly, that that people will pay for news, will want to pay for news, but they want to pay for something that they can't get for free. And this is the problem, I think, that Fairfax is still grappling with, is how do they distinguish themselves in their news and their analysis from the free news. And online we've seen for years now the commodification of news. Things that happen on a daily basis we find out about pretty much straight away. We don't need to buy that news. It's the perspectives and the analysis and the deep understanding of institutions and what's going on in those institutions that we do want to pay for, and that's the quality, I think, that brands like the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age have been delivering for so long, and that we want to see continue to be delivered.